We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, I want to thank Yeltsy for joining us. Talk a little bit about the NBA and that trade deadline tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And, boy, a lot of stuff on Kyrie Irving as well. See how that relationship works for the playoffs here for Dallas and he and Luka. And then does Kyrie decide to stay? Just gave up a lot, man. So we'll see what happens with that whole thing coming up here. By the way, we do have a lot of texts coming in. 305-567-0560. Busy as always. Lot of stuff. Lance Guidry, the new defensive coordinator for the Miami Hurricanes from Marshall, had just taken a job with Tulane in the last month and had a really good defense last year. Really, really good numbers. Top five in Division One in a lot of numbers. Now, it's Sun Belt Conference, but might be a really good fit for a lot of reasons, including they beat Notre Dame. Obviously, Notre Dame got a little different talent than Marshall does. That was a great win for Marshall. But it just tells you this guy can make adjustments when somebody is really good at a certain position. He can make adjustments when your team is talent's not where it needs to be. And I guess I'd kind of question that with the offensive and defensive coordinators last year. Boy, when it got rolling on something, it just continued. Whether it was big pass plays or couldn't stop the run, we didn't make adjustments. I got a feeling this guy has had a life making adjustments according to the talent you play against. I always say this. Yeah, I'd love to have Alabama and Georgia Tech where you line up, you play anything because your guy's just better most of the time than the other guys. And it's not a shot. Those guys are really good coordinators and good head coaches and all that. But that all starts with the talent, right? So until you get there, you got to have coaches that can make some serious adjustments on first, second, and third down. Lance Guidry might just be the perfect guy instead of, you know, us worrying about some big name guy coming out of a big school. And, you know, this might be a guy that stays around for a while, has success, can make better adjustments than we've seen from, in fairness, not just the offensive coordinator last year, but the defensive coordinator too.
Yeah, but personnel is also important. And, you know, I think clearly it's going to be a much better group of players, right, from just a talent standpoint alone. I mean, look at what Mario's done in basically his first recruiting class here. Like, he's loaded it up already. And, you know, again, I think that's why you expect it to look better. I expect it to look significantly better.
But let me just say this, and I've said this to you before about the recruiting class. It's going to take some time. Some of those guys, and Bassaint is a great example. He got here, he just kind of wasn't sure. They played him a little bit, and by the end of the year, that guy, I mean, he's coming back. That's your linebacker right there. That's what a big-time linebacker looks like. He's coming back. This is going to be fun this year to watch him in the middle. So we got to have that growth. Every guy comes in is different. You know, a lot of guys don't develop first year and can't make the adjustment. You know, those big offensive tackles, how quickly are they going to look like they did in high school? Because they're going to be playing against grown-ass men now. No more high school stuff. And he's got some really good players that I think they're expecting to come in and play right away. And hopefully the spring football helps a lot And from that standpoint, that would be big if they could do that. Anyway, so, yeah, Woody, I agree with you. In time, that recruiting class is going to be really key that he was able to get.
Yeah, but you got to keep building and build. I mean, look what FSU's done. That's a pretty good example, right? They've built that thing. It was pretty bad a handful of years back. It's gotten better over the years.
So I got to tell you.
Only won nine games.
I got to tell you what Florida State did, though. He's hit on some big-time transfer portal guys.
Well, I expect Miami will do that as well.
Yeah, no. Florida State's a good
story.
That's
how you have to build your team now. You have to get these transfer portal guys, man.
Yes.
It's both sports, basketball, football. You got to do it.
Well, there's a lot less pressure on Georgia and Alabama because of recruiting classes, and Ohio State probably in there too. By just having good recruiting classes every year and you're developing your own guys.
I wish you would stop mentioning these programs.
Why?
Why do you need to mention them every time you talk about this stuff?
Because those are the teams you're chasing, Woody.
It would take a little time to catch those guys, Joe. Come
well, that
on, man.
But that's where you want to get to.
Why don't we win the ACC first before you start about, you know, Alabama and Georgia?
I just told you they don't need as much.
Let's win the ACC first. Baby steps, remember?
Yeah. All right. What do you got coming in? You're a pain in the ass, but go ahead.
You're a pain in the ass, bro.
Go ahead.
Somebody said food alert. KFC is giving out a free bucket of chicken through the end of the week when you order through their app for the first time. Now that's important news for the text machine here.
I lived, and I don't mean any disrespect to Kentucky Fried Chicken, but I worked for Beasley Broadcasting in a building that was right next door to Beasley Broadcasting. When I tell you that smell came into the studio and hit you first thing when you came out to your car, to the point I was eating there 3 to 4 times a week. I was eating right when they opened for business for lunch. Yeah, I liked their stuff, but I ate it a lot. Might have burned out Kentucky Fried Chicken a little bit.
Well, you would definitely be a first-time app customer.
Well, that's for sure.
But I'm not going to help you download the app.
No, I don't need it.
Yes, you do.
I don't need it.
The app or the help or the chicken?
I'm not going to eat it.
Which one don't you need?
I'm not. I still haven't had the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
I haven't either. But you haven't had any of them. Oh, no, I had the Popeye's one. I haven't had the KFC one, which is supposed to be good. But you haven't had any of them. Have you?
I've been good.
You didn't try the Burger King one?
No.
You didn't try, who else had one? McDonald's had one, which was very good. You didn't try that one?
No, I have tried really hard.
I mean, you still go to McDonald's. You eat burgers, though.
I do.
Why don't you try the chicken
sandwich?
But I'm
trying really hard not to eat the fast food restaurant stuff. I'm trying really hard.
And you know, Taco Bell has wings, by the way. I know. I think probably the same texture sends us these food alerts.
Yeah, but why would I want to go to Taco Bell? Like, I go to Taco Bell to get a whole bunch of tacos and a burrito supreme.
No, what if they're good, though? What if Taco Bell's like a hidden, you know, spot for wings?
Come on. All the different places to go in this town for chicken wings? Why would I go to Taco Bell and go, going to Taco Bell today for chicken wings?
Well, not a lot of fast food places are selling wings. Miami Subs does.
Woody, we got chicken wing places everywhere. You don't have to go to, there's good chicken wing places everywhere. A bunch of them.
Yeah, but they're sit-down places. I'm talking about like, you know, you drive through, it takes 30 seconds at Taco Bell.
How good are those going to be?
I don't know. Everything else they sell is delicious. Right?
I don't know.
Bro, they must have like a panel of people that like think of these things and
no,
taste
I'm
them
guessing
and, like,
you're right. Somebody
they
said,
test
hey,
audiences.
Chicken wings are big in South Florida.
They're selling them around the country. I would assume. I don't think it's a local thing. You're strange, bro.
Never hear about chicken wings in California.
What do you guys eat over there?
What do you mean, what do we eat?
I don't know. You said you never
what
had
do you eat,
wings.
Salads
you
every go, day?
What was it? Wings and bagels you said you never had growing up. So I was just, what do you guys eat? By the way, I would picture you guys just eating salads every day over there. You weird California people.
Well, you're on a roll.
You and Aaron Rodgers.
You're making friends, yeah, man.
You and Aaron Rodgers are like the typical California
people. Aaron
like
Rodgers is 30 minutes away from my hometown on top of everything else.
Really? And
Mr.
And
Butte
still
College
wouldn't speak to you.
Still
you guys,
blew me off. Yeah, anyway, what else you have, Woody? That always bringing up who blows me
this
off.
This guy says I have the food palate of a stoner. Yeah, that is true. Salisbury steak, you get there, Joe. Joe scored a royal flush in the WQAM bathroom. Talking about the from the headlines, remember we had the guy, rookie.
Yeah.
By the way, that was almost equal to his rookie year salary. Guy won $500,000 jackpot. I think it was at Caesars.
Damn. I go in and play those. Go to Hard Rock and play those slot machines. And I see those big jackpots at the top of those. You know, we never win.
People win them.
My wife's been ice
thing.
Cold, too. She wants to go again this weekend. She's been ice cold.
Yeah.
And I just sit there and I just go get a cold beer. What do just
you,
leave
You
her.
Play blackjack, though, right?
I don't.
I thought that was your game.
I do like blackjack, but I don't play very much, no.
No. They take you to the back to that high roller room?
No, they don't. See, there you go.
I was just asking. I just thought it was nice.
The guys that are going back to those private rooms are the ones that built Hard Rock for you. They're the ones. If you're wondering who does it, it's those that you're talking about. Those private room guys are the ones that are paying for everything. Where the helicopter picks them up and lands. That's who's taking care of Hard Rock. And when you get bumped on your table, Council Oak, and you go, who is that? They go, that's a big spender. He's got a credit of $1 million here. That's the guy.
All right. DC Rob says, got to be careful, Joe. All that fast food just goes to your head. #he hasn't had a salad. I like that. You haven't said that about anyone in a long time.
Let me tell you, I've been eating a lot of salads, and I hate them. I had a salad with a little steak on it.
You yelled at me earlier for saying hate. You're not supposed to say hate. Remember? I had to put money in the hate jar.
You are always hating on somebody, though.
I really, really dislike Kyrie Irving, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
It's a lot better.
But that's why you're supposed to say I really dislike salads.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You ever sit down for a salad meal like it's like your main course and it's just such a disastrous bummer?
Well,
right?
I know what the case is.
Try to make it like it's a meal, but it's
so,
a salad.
So you eat
meal.
It, and she puts all these healthy things in it, and an hour and a half later, I'm thinking, damn, I need to eat something.
Just garbage,
I
right?
I just need something else before I go to bed. It's usually, you know, a piece of dessert or something. It was a waste. The whole salad was for nothing. It was just terrible. Hey, we've got John Beck going to join us. John Beck, we're going to talk a little bit about quarterbacks with John Beck, former second-round pick. A guy was up with the Jets working with Zach Wilson. We'll talk to him about all that stuff coming up as he's out there with the 3D quarterback camp out there where they work with a lot of quarterbacks at every level, and John's done real well out there with that. Anyway, before we go to John Beck, I want to talk a second about getting those last-minute tickets here in town, whether it's going to Heat game, Panther games now, got a bunch of them coming up here. Even if you're looking at going and you can't get our freebie tickets, Denver's going to be in town on Monday against the Heat. And as far as that goes, any great concerts, and we've always got really good concerts in Dade and Broward County. And a lot of times going, oh, my God, I forgot they're here. Where can I get a last-second ticket? Where do I get that last-second ticket? Well, that's why people love Game Time, the amazing last-minute deals on tickets you can get here in South Florida. Fast and easy to use, real images of the views of your seat when you go to the website there and you look at it, you go, holy smokes, look at that, man. I realize that seat's great. You go by number sometimes, 146, seats 2 and 3. You have no idea where it is. But with that view, man, you see exactly where your tickets are going to be. And it really is. It's easy to find all the sports, concerts, and shows going on here in South Florida. Game Time is the fastest-growing ticketing app right now in the U.S. I got more really good news, too. Download the Game Time app, enter your email address, and use the code WQAM for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Once again, enter your email address and use the code WQAM for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last-minute ticket specials, lowest prices, guaranteed every day at Game Time.
Modern-day game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Does not impress me. It's super easy when you don't get hit as a quarterback and when you can't reroute receivers and when you can't hit guys across the middle. I love Tom Brady. I love Aaron Rodgers. I love these guys. It's not impressive. What's impressive is what they did.
Everybody got an opinion, even on the great quarterbacks, the young ones, the old ones. What happened to this guy, Trent Dilfer, getting it stirred up with old school versus new school? And we're going to an old friend today, John Beck, former second-round pick of the Miami Dolphins, QB coach, 3D quarterback, which, by the way, their camp out there is fantastic. A lot of the young quarterbacks work out with John, who's also part owner of the place. And we say good morning to, from California, Southern California. John, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Not to take shots. I took so many shots at Trent Dilfer, who made quarterback play, and you know the thing. Listen, there's still guys struggling in this thing. What were your thoughts about Trent Dilfer, the old school versus the new school?
I mean, I've heard it before. I've heard when guys talk about the difference in the game, and some of the things that made the game difficult when they were playing quarterback are no longer there, or at least I shouldn't say no longer there, but the game and the rules that have been in place over the last handful of years have taken that away. I mean, there's a clip where Tom Brady talks about it's really taken away some of the errors of quarterbacks, meaning in the past when the rules weren't in place and you messed up as a quarterback and threw your guy into the middle and you did not see a linebacker or a safety, your dude got his head taken off and the error was on you. And now what they've done is they've placed the error on the defender for hitting that receiver. So you mess up as a quarterback, you don't see that backer floating in the middle. You lead your receiver right into him. He knocks the dude. Now there's a penalty because of that linebacker hit. So, you know, I've heard it. I've seen it, you know. What I think, though, is as some rules and those things are in place to protect people and it has changed the game has also evolved in terms of what the defenses are doing, meaning like schemes. There are some really tough schemes. There's some looks and some disguising coverages that weren't in the game, you know, when those other rules weren't in place.
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, to me, it still is a game that has difficulties, meaning it's hard. So maybe where you've taken some things away to protect players, some other things in terms of what the quarterback has to do, understanding the coverages, how it's disguised and those things, it's still tough. It's still a tough game, but there are pieces that those other quarterbacks recognize, hey, this was a challenge in my day, and it's not there in the same way.
Hey, John, so we'll get into it. As you know, and I look, and I feel like it's a broken record. Every year I come back and go, well, there's a shortage of quarterbacks or quality play at the quarterback, and we're in a bad one right now where either young guys don't develop, a lot of guys go in the first round, a lot of them don't work out for different reasons. I finally am coming around, and I just told you off the air, I just think the coaching for a lot of these guys, it's hard for me to imagine. They're all so good in college, and now they get to the pros, and they either lose their confidence and we throw them out within 3 or 4 years. What's your take on why the quarterback play overall, even in today's rules, we got a lot of guys struggling and we got a shortage of starting quarterbacks?
Well, I can tell you this. When I'm training the pre-draft guys, they're all really competitive guys, right? And I can tell that they all want to get drafted high. And I say, look, guys, this league and your success, it's not going to be tied to how high you get picked. It's more so going to be tied to who picks you. And not the round, but the team, the situation, is their consistency. Are you going to have the right opportunity there? Every quarterback needs some time to develop. You know, there are those stories of guys that kind of like right when they get in, things go well on their team and they're playing well. But usually it's more to do about what's around that quarterback and how that's helping him,
right,
as opposed to really, truly everything about that quarterback. You don't really have guys that just show up ready to excel in the league. I mean, I know stories of even the great Patrick Mahomes when he had his first year in Kansas City in training camp in the off season. He was forcing balls. He had interceptions. He had to learn a lot of things. But Andy Reid, and I know this from other situations that other quarterbacks have been in, Andy Reid views those off-season interceptions, like squeezing the ball into too tight of windows when you should have just dumped the ball into the flat. He actually views those as good. Do this now. I want you to do this now. You need to get this out now because I need you to learn those things so that when you do play, you're in a better chance to succeed. I don't want you to just always, you know, take the easy completion. I don't want you to always just try to have the high completion percentage in practice. I want you to learn because everybody that has excelled in this league has gone through the bumps, the lumps, the bruises that you have to go through to learn and develop. So to me, going back to what I tell the quarterbacks is, what really matters is the situation you get drafted to because it can absolutely kill a good quarterback.
Yeah, no question about it. So we got so many different places to go with you. You're working with some of the top quarterbacks right now in Southern California, correct?
Yeah, we have six quarterbacks this year. Five of them are really top guys that will probably all get drafted. We got Bryce Young out of Alabama. We got C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State. Jake Haener out of Fresno State. Tanner McKee out of Stanford. Jaren Hall out of BYU. Those will be our five guys that will get drafted this year.
Wow. Okay. Speaking of potentially the first and second picks in the draft, So you're working with these guys. They're obviously aware of it. You had Zach Wilson. We went through it because the Dolphins and Jets, as you know, play each other twice a year. That's been a really hard one to figure out, except for his comments. John, how do you explain the Zach Wilson thing, a guy that I know you know really well and worked with?
Yeah, you know, and the fact, I mean, I was on the Jets coaching staff his rookie season. I came on like a third the way through the season and finished off at the final two thirds there. And look, what happened this year, I did not anticipate, especially how 2021 ended. This 2022 season, I mean, it was just in the beginning, he gets injured in training camp, has to miss like pretty much all of the preseason. And then Joe Flacco starts the first couple games. They show some flashes of some good defensive play. They win a couple games. Or one game, I think. I think Joe went 1-2. Then I think Zach came back in, and I think the team went like 5-2 on his stretch. But there was a period. All of a sudden, he's 5-2. The team's winning games, but they want him to be playing better, and they wish that the offense was doing better because we're winning games, throwing for 160 yards. We're not really doing exactly what we want. We got to get more. And then they have Breece Hall that gets injured. They lose somebody else on the O line. There's this big push to try to get more. I know Zach has a game. I can't remember who it was against, but forced a couple balls to get intercepted. They really struggle. I think it was against New England. They have some balls get intercepted. They don't have a great output. That's when the comment happens. He has this big, like, man, that's not what I meant. And then all of a sudden it was like everything went off the rails.
Right.
And like as a team, they're struggling to get back to where they were. And then they go on this big losing streak. They bench Zach after a Thursday night performance where they can't get anything going. Then they go to Mike White. They play the Bears. Things go really well for that one game. And then all of a sudden, they can't get it going again. And then, I can't remember, they might have played Joe again. And then they can't get anything going. And then it's like, man, things just really went off the rails.
Right.
And yeah, are there some things that Zach needs to do better? Absolutely. But it's like you wonder, how did everything just all of a sudden so quickly go off the rails? And now what, a year ago, finishing a rookie season with some promise, now all of a sudden is like, hey, we might need to be going another direction. It's tough. It's really tough because I also know the effort that he puts into it. I know how much he cares. And I know that's the same case with a lot of these quarterbacks. Like we have a lot of these guys that come and train in the off season, and these dudes are giving so much. They're always seeking for those things that are going to make them better. What's that thing that's going to help take me to the next level? They all want it. They're all pushing for it. And then all of a sudden what happens is they get dropped into the situation that is their season, and it's a roller coaster. And it's these decisions that coaches make, these decisions that the players make. It's how they react to failure. It's how they react to the adversity the team's going through. How does the locker room take it? What happens with injuries?
Yeah,
all these things. And then all of a sudden, boom, at the end of the day, here's how this season played out. And then once again, the teams, a lot of them go, all right, well, we may not have the quarterback that we want. We may need to go find one.
Yeah, we've seen that a bunch. By the way, just about everybody has if you don't have one of those special guys. So, John, I want to ask you, what about the job Mike McDaniel did with Tua Tagovailoa this year? I honestly think we're all pleasantly surprised, because I didn't know, after a couple years of being beat up a little bit in an offense, it didn't work. There was frustration. He gets a new coach and ends up, when he was healthy, was really good. What'd you think?
Yeah, I love those stories, right? Like, I mean, when a quarterback goes through those things and comes out on the other end, you know, there's always a lot going on. And I've known Mike for a long time. When I was on the Redskins, Mike was on our staff there with the Shanahans. And then we've done a lot of work with 49er quarterbacks over the years, and he was on that staff there as well when he was in Atlanta with Kyle. Like, there's been a lot of staff where I've been able to be around Mike. And here's my favorite thing is Tua actually shared this, and I think this is super amazing that Tua was able to be vulnerable enough and share this, because to have that out there, that other quarterbacks going through a tough time can maybe pull up and hear his words, I think it showed a lot of strength on his part. But he said, there was a time when I was looking in the mirror and I asked myself, do I suck? Here's a kid that was a star coming out of high school, has that amazing moment for Alabama where they benched Jalen Hurts because of Tua's play. And you can hear, I mean, I want to say Nick Saban actually said, Tua's play, the ability to throw the ball, beat out Jalen. And that's how we went to him. He had that amazing play in the national championship. Right. He gets drafted high, goes to Miami. He has all these things. He's a good quarterback, without a doubt. The guy can play the game. But, yeah, you land in the NFL, and guess what happens? You land in some tough circumstances. You have to have it be an uphill battle. You recognize there are some tools that I need to acquire if I want to succeed in the situations I'm in. And the thing I loved is when Tua said, I was looking at myself in the mirror, and I wondered, do I suck? My coach put together this huge clip of plays that we went through to show me, here's why I believe you will succeed in this league and why I think you can do great things. To me, that's the very best thing, outside of how smart Mike is, outside of how he can tailor the things offensively to his strength, outside of the situations that he can get guys open in. That fact of what he did for his quarterback right there shows Mike understands how important it is to help a quarterback understand that, yes, they can play, that through these challenges, here's how we're going to help you be great. And at the end of the day, you can do it, because every quarterback needs that. They need people in the building that look at that guy and say, I know that guy can do it, and we are going to pound the table for him, and we're going to do everything we can to get him there.
I wanted to ask you then, Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, those could be, as you know, the 1 and 2 picks, which means you could be going to really bad teams. What do you tell those guys about these things? Because there's been a lot of guys. Archie Manning went to the Saints and was a really good quarterback, ran for his life. You'd never know it. And so there's a chance that those guys get in those same situations you're talking about, where we really never get to see, or for a while, how good they are. Do you guys talk a lot about that in your meetings?
Yeah, we do. We actually do. Something I tell the guys all the time, and I'm not trying to go back and knock the 2007 Dolphins on this comment, but what I say is, guys, I always, every year, cross my fingers and hope that none of the quarterbacks that I train land in the situation I landed in. I don't want that for you guys, because that situation does not help a quarterback whatsoever. That's the one I want you guys to avoid. But if you do land in that situation, let's talk about the tools that you're going to need to help you get through it, because you guys have been at star locations. You guys left high school and you've played at the Alabama and the Ohio State, like these amazing colleges. You guys have really not had to handle losing. You haven't had to really be around all of the things that can be in those locker rooms,
right,
in those, like in the facilities, the stuff you got to deal with, you know, but hey, like it could happen. And despite people's best efforts, like I always tell people on that 07 team, like we had good players, right? We had coaches that were like, those guys were living at the facility. Like I remember seeing coaches with their cots in the upstairs because they were sleeping at the facility. Like you had people that were giving effort. You had people that were trying. You had guys on the roster. I mean, we had Hall of Famers, right? We had dudes that are wearing the Miami Dolphins jackets, right? You got, yep, Jason Taylor. You got Zach was there. I mean, but that's the NFL, right? Like you just, sometimes things, they just don't work out. And like teams for some reason have a hard time, but I'll share a really cool story. Drew Brees came up, I want to say it was a week, 2 weeks ago, maybe, to speak to all of our quarterbacks. And he shared some awesome stories, and he shared a situation where, look, the San Diego Chargers had drafted Phillip Rivers because they were, you know, they were going to move on from me. He had been a starter there. He'd been benched three times, I think, is what he said, in his first two or three years. He'd gone through three benchings. They put Doug Flutie in. He'd gone through all of this stuff to the point where they actually came to Drew and said, there was a moment in the game where Marty Schottenheimer said, Drew, if you don't get it going this drive, I got to pull you and we're done. And I have heard the other side of the story from Philip Rivers, where they went to Philip and said, look, if Drew can't get things going offensively in this half, we're going to move on from him and it's going to be you the rest of the season. And so Drew's well aware of all of this. And wow. Basically Drew said, guys, I was one drive away from potentially just being a backup for maybe the rest of my career. Who knows?
Right.
If the San Diego Chargers move on from me and they have Philip Rivers play the rest of the year, what do I look like? I look like a damaged, not going to do it, it's not going to work out, second-round pick. How many of those guys has there been in the history? There's been a lot of those guys.
Yes,
where people turn the page and say,
sure.
No, can't do it. Hey, high pick, showed promise, and guess what? They got something going that drive. Drew Brees, what happened the rest of the story? Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
Right? Goes on to Pro Bowls, has all these great things. You know, and so like, and he shared that with guys with just how the reality of the beginning part of the story can be. You know, sometimes when you are a high pick and you go to a tough team, things are hard and there are up and downs and there are benchings and there's good days, bad days. And you just, and that's why I tell all these guys, it's where you go. The things that kill young quarterbacks is when the building that you get hired to, the guys that picked you, when they all get fired quick. Because now you're standing in a building, and who are the people that were there that believed in you? Who are the people that believed through the ups and downs, this guy's going to make it, and we're going to eventually get a quarterback that we know can succeed in this league? A lot of guys don't get that opportunity. And like I told you off air, I have these conversations with Steve Young all the time about quarterback development, quarterbacks in the league, and he always says the reality is there's not as many good places for quarterbacks as there are quarterbacks coming into this league. And a lot of quarterbacks do get dropped into situations that can be very difficult.
Yeah, well, that's great stuff, John. Really, really good. So, John, I got to tell you, we've had some good laughs talking about that 1-15 Cam Cameron team and that meeting that day that you got to be part of as a rookie. I'm just curious, because I've told the story. I've listened to Jason Taylor tell the story. Have you told it to your guys about what just how dysfunctional
yeah.
it was?
Do you want to hear how weird it was, Joe? Before you guys sent me the text, the day before you sent me the text, I was like, all right, we were watching tape. And I was like, guys, I got to tell you this story of what happened in this team meeting. So, it does come up. You know, I try to use the situations that I experienced to help teach these guys.
Yeah.
And I remember, they even couldn't believe it. Like, Bryce Young honestly was like, no way. I'm like, guys, I'm not making this up. I'm not stretching this story because it's, you know, 15 years later. This isn't a big fish story. The fish hasn't gotten bigger over the years.
No.
I'm talking about the same fish.
Hey, so, I just see Cam Cameron's, you know, standing up there, and Joey Porter stood up and he started at just telling him how bad a coach he was and everybody. And I hear that. Now, did Jason get up in that same meeting and go, yeah, you're really a bad coach? Did he jump in on it too? Or was it just Joey Porter?
I don't remember. You know, my memory of that meeting, and look, I feel bad that Cam had to endure that. Like, you know, look, Cam's a good guy. Cam's a really good guy. When I was talking about the coach that had a cot upstairs, it was Cam.
Yeah.
I walked by his office. He was sitting with a Tupperware bowl. He was eating out of it, watching tape, and he had a bed made in the office, a little cot. And so I knew the dude was giving everything that he could. But in that meeting, my memory was Trent Green was sitting next to me. And when the comment was made, I saw Trent drop his head and put his hands in his face. And he turned out the side of his hands to me and said, man, dude, I thought it couldn't get any worse than it just did.
Oh, hey, you know what? John, that's a great way to end it. Hey, man, I appreciate it. I know you're wearing a lot of quarterbacks and just your thoughts on the whole thing is try to get this thing figured out in the NFL and get more quality quarterbacks. John, it's great catching up with you. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Yep, you're welcome, buddy. We'll see you. Have a
All
good
right.
one.
John Beck. Quarterback coach at 3D Quarterback. working with a lot of veteran quarterbacks in the NFL as well as this upcoming class. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Joe, how's your portfolio looking these days? Everything okay?
Everything's great, man. Good. Just wonderful. Everything's doing great. Had a great lunch with my guys yesterday and hung out, told some stories, and it was great.
Cards are still the way to go, man. You really want to make the big bucks.
Hey, can you imagine telling you guys, hey, listen, man, enough up and down in this market stuff. I'm going cards. I'm just going
after the
cards.
There's only ups in the card market. I mean, it's the only way to go. Except for those people that brought all those Brock Purdy cards, like right before his last game.
Before now, getting ready to get this Tommy John surgery. I don't get this. What's this 6 months stuff with Brock Purdy? He's on the 6 month program. So it's not Tommy John. It's another kind of surgeon. I'm like, okay, but you better make sure you're getting the right one because 6 months can end up being a couple years. And you don't want that to, you don't want that to happen. By the way, I want to thank John Beck. Really good, insightful stuff. And reason we had him on was one of the reasons is John works with a lot of NFL quarterbacks in the offseason to come back to throw, work on technique and all that stuff. And then some of the top guys in the upcoming NFL draft, including Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. I don't know which one of those two is going first, but it looks like either C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young, Alabama or Ohio State, will be the first picks. So they're out there with him, along with a couple of other guys. I think he said Jaren Hall from BYU is also in that group of quarterbacks that's out there with him that he's working with. But great stories. And, yes, he was his first year was at 1-15 team of Cam Cameron, which has got so many good stories, just so many good stories. I love when 99 tells the stories, Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas. Just great stories about how dysfunctional that year was. You know it's bad when you're there 1 year and they let you go. And they go, we'll eat the rest of it. Just go. It's not good. It's a bad situation. So anyway, we appreciate the stories from him this morning. And we have a couple of minutes here before we say goodbye and to get ready for Thursday. But big night, big day tomorrow with the NBA trade deadline. Will the Heat try to make a little splash, a little baby splash tomorrow by 3 o'clock? So we'll have a lot more on that. And, of course, also Canes have a new defensive coordinator, and we'll learn and hopefully have him in on our show in the next few days as well. But that's going to do it, man. That's going to do it for the show. Want to thank you so much for being with us this morning. I had such a good time. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.